The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
This is a WLTI Live Extra, and I'm here with my buddies Gordon and Chico.
Hello.
And we are actually going to actually sort of bring you up to speed onto the show Whodunit, which is actually one of
one of our guilty pleasures, Whodunit.
Yes.
Two of us really enjoy the show a lot, and then one of them is Chico.
Right, exactly. So right now...
What do you want from me, huh?
I want you to enjoy the show, or in this case, we'll just torture you.
So at this moment, we now have... We're
watching Tiffany discuss her boobs on Wife's Watch.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But at this point, we have contestants left at Rue Manor. Dante and Adriana are now dead, along with the plant.
Adriana is about to blow up real good.
Yeah, Adriana blew up real good in a golf cart. And, by the way, which, if you do know that the producer was a member of CSI, it's taken directly from a CSI episode, that particular killing.
Was there a mountain lion coming out of the kitchen?
No. But
there was a person in a tree. I remember that episode. It was CSI season one, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And it was also, what happened was is that the woman got stuck in a tree because she got hit by a car. It was a cheerleader, I believe it was.
But no exploding golf cart in that episode.
No, there was no exploding golf cart. And as I'm also going through the companion book, the first killing of one of the 10 little Indians was similar yet not the same to the killing in the first episode. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're just about to go into it. So we're about to go into the murder at Rue Manor, yes. But like I said, it's a guilty pleasure, and the guy who's playing Niles, who is also the narrator of the book, is also is pretty good. Pretty good. And now here we go. All right. Now, who's next week on Wife Swap? Oh,
next week.
Andy,
on Wife
Swap. And Andy Dick and Loretta.
Oh God.
Oh,
it's the media hoe that won't stop media hoeing.
Yes.
They need to get a paycheck somewhere.
Yeah.
But who is Lorenzo Lamas? Oh wait, no, I'm thinking about his daughter. I'm sorry.
Previously on Who Done It? Watch for clues.
Okay, here we go. Previously
People
on Who
are checking
did...
in and they're not checking out.
Right.
Episode 1, we see a slingshot and a crowbar.
Right.
Episode 2, we see Dante's eyebrows raise up as he is set aflame.
That is true. And then,
and we see
Dana, and then Adriana goes boom.
Oh, I haven't seen Adriana go boom yet. Let's pay attention. Whodunit.
Yes.
It is now.
Last time we began with Dante running for his very life into the pool. Oh, sorry, his very death.
Yes, the stuntman death. Sorry.
Well, if you notice, in the where he trips and falls, the stuntman is wearing sneakers. Dante did not have sneakers.
And we recap Cam discovering the static electricity clue. And Dana basically...
Dana was relying on Ulysses to give her information that she never got.
And by the way, yes.
There we go.
Tweet from Whodunit Killer, tisk tisk. Ronnie, Christina, and Ulysses all chose Adriana.
Oops.
They have to work harder this time. Hashtag whodunit. It's whoops, and the bomb...
And then the bomb goes off.
And now everybody's running out of the rooms.
Yep.
Adriana...
Don...
is dead.
Yeah.
And here comes...
And there's Giles.
Giles is running.
Giles is now putting everyone on lockdown.
Everybody is here, except Dana and Adriana.
Yes. And
there's Dana. Which means, everyone, Adriana
is
dead.
Right. You also notice the state. They probably cue it where Dana comes in at a certain time.
Yes.
Okay.
Cue the hesitation.
Okay, Giles announced...
And we're now all on lockdown as we have more explosions. And everybody gets to go to their room. And Giles is adamant about it because he's got... And we're
Giles
seeing...
Everybody back indoors right now.
Yes, yes, and now cue credits.
Now cue people trying to look dramatic.
Yes.
Okay, we are all in the parlor.
Right.
Here comes Giles.
Giles announces...
Lockdown has been lifted, and everybody's changed. Yeah, like we didn't have time for that.
Dino's closer to $250,000.
Right.
So now as we're going across, Dana is not murdered. Dana cannot sleep. Dana astutely points out that Adriana cannot be the killer because she's dead. Yes, very good, Adriana. Now, once again, we have three areas. We can go to the scene of the crime, which is one exploded golf cart. The last known whereabouts, which is going to be that kitchen with the dropped cereal bowl. And the morgue.
Right, and then we're going to see who goes with who.
Okay, we can't go to the morgue, but we can go to the tree.
Yeah, because the body is stuck in the tree. Ouch.
Well, but here's the interesting thing. You would think that the tree is close enough to the area. Now, keep in mind that now the group of four, is Lindsay and those four, are determining what they're doing, and everybody else is determining what they're doing.
Right.
Right, and they're determining where the three pieces were. Yes.
Now, Lindsay's pointing out astutely that there's no way that there's going to be four of them at the end, which is a good point. So now Lindsay's going to try to chat with everybody. I'm guessing that's going to work just as well as Ariana at an LGBT festival.
That's horrible.
That's Aaron.
True, but it's horrible.
Right. So the four are Cam, Lindsay... Who are the big four?
Cam, Lindsay, Ronnie, and Chris.
Yeah.
Cam, Chris, and Lindsay and Ulysses are in a collusion of some sort. We don't know where they're going yet.
No, we don't.
Now, keep in mind that Ronnie is looking to target the four people on the other side of the room.
Which were Ulysses, Cam, Lindsay, and Chris.
Ah, Giles is in. Okay, so here we go.
Dawn,
Dawn,
and Melina all going to get some fresh air. And check out the scene of the crime.
It's a tree morgue. Last known whereabouts in the breakfast room, Dana, Sasha, Chris, and Lindsay. I would watch my back, Chris.
So who's going to the crime scene? Only one person?
You know,
Cam and Ronnie are going.
Ooh, all the three go. The three power men. The three alpha men.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, alpha males are going to three.
Okay, we're going to the crime scene first, which is still smoldering.
Okay.
Lots of smoldering.
It's a smoldering, flaming golf cart.
Yeah.
We have debris all over the place. So we're trying to figure out what we're looking for in the debris.
Yeah.
And we got a tree.
And there's also a tree limb with no scorch.
So they're pointing out, what they're trying to do is that they're seeing that there's a tree limb and that she has to drive in a specific direction or a specific place. So now they're looking around. They're trying to look for things.
And you know something? There's a part cut out in the seat. A sliver of the plastic lining's been removed.
Well, it makes an indention, which means you can stick a bomb there.
Right,
right.
And they're thinking the exact same way that I am. They're looking to figure out where the bomb's going.
So a good thing to do would be to, A, do a 360 search of the crime scene. There's a camera. and B, put the cart together again.
Right.
Ronnie found a video camera. Ronnie wants to see what's in the video camera.
Little maybe surveillance tape, perhaps?
Why not? Ronnie has tearing the pole down. That has the video camera on it. The two alpha males are going over and they're looking.
And the video camera took some damage from the explosion.
Okay, interesting.
So the killer set it up.
But
maybe it was not an automatic trigger. He just needed the victim to be where she needs to be.
Could the bomb...
Or in a certain spot at a certain time for them to trigger the bomb. Which
right.
means that the killer may have been somewhere in order to trigger it. Now we have the breakfast nook. There is the broken bowl.
Right, there's a cereal with a broken bowl.
They were watching something.
The back.
They were watching Rocket. Wait a minute. No. Drive off the property if you want to live.
Oh, hello. Drive off the
property. It's a clue. And all we have to do is watch Rock of Love. But anyway.
Look at this.
Drive off the property.
But the thing is that there was also a piece of property that was seen her drinking.
Oh, that's interesting, which means that's not a live tape. That's a tape tape.
Yeah.
In other words, the video that's coming out is actually tape video. So the question is, where is that feed coming from?
Okay. Oh, those are paw prints.
So those doors are locked.
That's the paw prints right there, no?
No, those are paw prints. Those are footprints.
Ooh, there's some.
And on the other side, they were holding.
The door was locked. That means there's only one way for her to go.
Right, which is the outside.
Right. So the killer. But that would also mean that the animal. However, here's my question: where is the animal currently?
We don't.
You don't know. Let's go to the tree, which is acting as the morgue this week.
It's a very. It went very, very high.
I will say this. Okay, Adriana must be having a lot of fun because she's there. Oh, what is she holding in her hand?
Yeah, she's holding something. It looks like a camera.
Is it a camera or a cell phone?
I don't know. Pry it out of her hand. Let's see what it is.
I have to. Or remote control. Get it out.
It is.
Yeah, so what's she carrying there? She probably is having a lot of fun right now. I wonder if somebody's going to tickle her if she laughs.
I think that's a dummy.
No, that's, well.
Oh.
There's severe burns on her toesies.
Which means the bomb was under her feet.
Basically.
Now, I wonder if they can check to see what her bottom looks like.
Third-degree burns on her legs.
So they're thinking bomb was under her.
Basically.
Look at the blistering, Don says. Don's telling Melina to not say anything at all.
Right.
Now,
Ulysses,
of course, is something that everyone hates, so therefore nobody wants to give him any information.
Who, Ulysses?
Yeah, so now Ulysses is pretty much on his own.
Okay.
So she blew up and landed on the tree. Now, but now the question becomes, how did she get up? Well, we know how she got up in the tree. The question now is, what are they missing?
Right.
I think we're going to find out as the killer leaves a clue.
A couple of unexplained questions here that we have. Number one, what is in her hands, which we don't know yet. Number two, it seems like that video, Come With Me If You Want to Live, that was playing off a feed. That feed may be tied into that camera that was figured out, that was decided over at the place where the morgue was.
Yes, but what was she drinking? In other words, if you remember, Adriana was drinking something. Okay.
I'm not sure that's going to be a factor in this. That may be a red herring. Just like I think the drop cereal means that she saw something and started driving. Now, here's the question for you. I think the mountain lion, until we actually see something, I think that's going to be a play in the next person's death, with Dolph coming in and shooting the mountain lion in terms of the previews that you saw.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily sure that comes into play here. What comes into play here, I think, is that, you know, the sign comes in, come with me if you want to live. Then she moves around. Now, here's the question, and Jay nailed this on the head. Is there paw prints? Are the paw prints there? Is it for the mountain lions? Now,
there are not paw prints. Those are actual footprints.
Okay, so no paw prints. Those are footprints. Which leads me to believe
that she was forced to go outside.
She saw that. She was forced to go outside. That was the only way that she can go out because it was tied over. And then she saw the message. But we're still now, in terms of the remote, if the killer saw where she was at a certain point, that would be when the trigger was there. So it wasn't triggered when she hit the ignition. It was triggered when she got into view. That branch was put there so she can swerve and be in the view of the camera. When the killer saw that she was in view, that's when she hit. That's when he hit the remote, and that's when Adriana went sky high.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's very interesting, but the thing is that what was she triggering? The door to open the gate? You know, she didn't know that the gate wasn't open. In other words, remember, that could have been the door, the remote. She could have stolen the remote to get out or given the remote to get out, and boom, right?
It could be. That's certainly a possibility. But it almost seems like she didn't trigger it. It almost seemed like the killer did. And, of course, the killer would have enough time to do it regardless of where they are.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just going to be very interesting to see where they go from here. Because, like I said, we don't have all the clues yet. This is a little bit more difficult than the last killer, I think.
Well, let's put it this way. I think the first one was specifically supposed to be hard to lure everybody in. I think they're going to get difficult the more that they go in. I also think that there's two or three pieces of the puzzle that we don't have yet. For argument's sake, even at this point, last episode, we sort of knew how it was done, but we didn't know about the benzene and we didn't know about the other things. I still have a couple of questions. Number one, what was she holding? Number two, what's in the video camera in terms of the feed? And number three, where is the feed coming from?
Right, exactly.
We don't know where that feed is coming
from. Okay, I'm back.
Somewhere.
Okay. So, and now we are back to live action here on the...
And we're back in.
WLTI Live. Okay. And now Ronnie and his team...
So now we have a Ronnie, a Sasha, a Melina, and a Dawn that are now all unified.
Right.
And a Gino.
And they want to work together.
And a Dana. So it's now 6-4. It's everybody in one group against the four in the other group.
Which is Lindsay, Cam, Chris, and Ulysses.
Ulysses.
Right.
So it is a two alliance group at this point they're trying to get their story straight.
Right.
You know, and there are 10 left.
So,
Ulysses is noticing that everyone is out for themselves, which is what you're supposed to be in a game like this.
Well, absolutely. Well, now that you see that, you have the group of four versus the group of six. However, keep this in mind that one of the people in the group of four or one of the people in the group of six is the killer.
Right. Not the whodunit killer tweets. All you shoot Sherlocks have the evidence now. Who thinks they've solved the crime? Not me. Not this point yet. I have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is looking to try and infiltrate the other groups.
So now the other thing is that they want Melina and Lindsay to start being buddy-buddy with each other. The plan is to screw the other team up. However, keep in mind, I still think Lindsay's the killer.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Melina could be walking into a trap.
Or maybe she could be.
So they're playing chess and talking strategy.
Yes. Well, now they're talking strategy and they're talking trash.
Ronnie, Melina, and Lindsay have, quote, standing.
You have alliance over sub-alliance over sub-alliance, which makes this fun. Of course, at the end of the day, we're going to find out exactly who's in trouble and who's good. So now they're discussing strategy and they're discussing things. Of course, there's still pieces of the puzzle that we don't know yet.
Right, exactly.
So I think the major thing, I think the clue this time is around, it's going to be pivotal.
You know, but it's and now Chris is there and they're just like, what? And she's not happy because she's being shut out.
So Chris is sort of concerned about Lindsay and whether or not they want Lindsay in terms of that.
Okay, so Chris would be concerned of Lindsay. If Chris was indeed the killer, then she would have good reason to wonder what's going on.
And of course, Lindsay is playing Ronnie and is talking to Ronnie. And
Lindsay's trying to play everybody equally. That's in terms of how to getting information. That's incredibly smart.
Yes, exactly. They're playing each other. They're playing each other perfectly right now.
Yes, sir.
So, well, Lindsay's absolutely right. It's better to be close so you can verify things in terms of where to go. Ronnie thinks Lindsay's going to be very, very useful. She's not going to be that useful if you guys keep hanging out with her and then she's not going to be trusted by Chris.
Right, exactly.
So everybody's looking for strategy.
Yes.
Or now the other thing that they can do is that they can try to use Lindsay to sabotage the other three.
Now Gino's noticing that Pam has had
Gino just pointed out something really interesting. Gino said that Lindsay had a pact with Adriana and a pact with Dante. I wonder if they're thinking what I'm thinking.
That Cam knows something about the murders that we don't.
Well, as I said, we pointed out to Cam and we pointed out to Lindsay.
And here's
Giles.
Oh,
we have a bomb.
And we
held by Giles.
And now a bomb.
And commercial break. So we didn't really learn anything about the crime. We learned more about the players and who's going to be okay and who's going to be in trouble. Now keep this in mind. As you've said, the killer is allowed to play the scared card if they think that there's a lot of heat on him or her.
What, that's the rule? You have found this out?
They're sort of alluding to it.
Well,
that it is a possibility that, again, if more than one scared card is out, there is a possibility that the killer could be using one of those three scared cards.
Is it up to three?
Is it
up to three? We don't.
There could be more than two. They say at least two, it could be more.
Right, exactly. Because remember, for those who don't know the show, what you see on the show is a visual representation of what actually happens, which is a written test. Okay.
Yes. It is a written test. So if three people tie for the worst, there could be a whole bunch of people that are scared.
Right, exactly.
So it can be more than two. It can be two or more.
But again, let's go over the clues one more time for those who have not, who just came into this a little bit late. Okay, Adriana blew up in a golf cart, and she fell into a tree. Okay, in the kitchen, the door was locked, which means she was forced outside. In her dead hand, she had a remote, which we don't know what triggers it. On the videotape, it said, what was it? Drive away if you want to live. Was that the exact quote? Drive away if you want to live.
Drive away if you want to live.
Right, okay.
So that automatically says drive away if you want to live, meaning you better take that golf cart or you better drive away. If the only thing that's available for her in that distance is a golf cart, then that's the only thing to drive away. Now, if you think about it, if there was something that would be chasing her, that she would have to take a golf cart to escape, that could be Yon Mountain Lion.
Yes.
Of course, we don't have anything that shows that there is a mountain lion.
Not yet, anyway.
And there was only one way out of the breakfast room because the door was held together with zip ties.
Was it zip tie
Correct.
Or a bolt?
It was a zip tie.
Okay. So we have a zip tie and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's and of course I think the cereal you said is a red herring. So
I think the cereal's a red herring. I think the cereal is in place to say that something scared her. Now, if she saw the message, would that be enough to scare her and run? Possibly, or of course, a more visual threat would be Mr. Mountain Lion. But again, as you can see, everything is based on a feed. You have the feed and you have the camera. And it really doesn't seem like everybody's focusing on that. So I still have a couple of questions. Where's the feed coming from? Where's the camera? What's in her hand?
Right.
And what would make her freak out and run over to the golf cart? And of course, again, more importantly, what triggered the bomb off the golf cart?
Well, I'm guessing Bret Michaels is involved somehow. They were playing that
He's the killer!
I'll actually go with Donald Trump, and he was just jealous of the golf course.
No, actually, the golf course was actually named one of the best in Scotland right now, so...
Okay, and we're back in.
So, and action, we're back. We see a bomb. That's about to explode. But it's not really...
That has to be a clue. That has to be the killer's next
clue. Will be the clue.
And the clue is...
The bomb just stopped.
Got a dud.
Oh, wait, there's something else.
The bomb is beeping.
The bomb is opening up. Find.
We've got golf balls.
Golf balls.
Everyone.
And this, you covered your ears. You closed your eyes. What you thought was a bomb was death in disguise. Reach inside and have a ball. Get a clue, mortals, but that's not all.
Maybe there wasn't a bomb. Maybe you have a golf ball. 13 steps.
13 steps.
Is it possible that there was something that Jimmy did that wasn't a bomb? Maybe a golf ball stuck in the motor.
Maybe. Hello, you know something?
Well, we have TVs with video feeds.
Let's take a look at them.
13.
So they're looking to try to figure out which monitors
are
there.
There's a set of black and white monitors.
Of course, 13 steps may also be counting the number of stairs to go down to the right place to go to.
Cam thinks the stairs and the steps.
And right now, everybody is climbing up and down stairs trying to figure out what 13 steps is.
Right.
But remember, in the breakfast...
Sasha was remembering there's 13 steps outside. So that's where she's going to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12...
From the breakfast nook to the pool...
Hey, there's our buddy the park.
There's a golf cart. And there's a clue.
Look at the button.
A click
did kill
button,
him, yes. Yet I still have fun with Quest.
There's another clue.
For surveillance tapes in the outside bin, don't get played by the clue within. All right, so the video is very important. So Chris thinks that the clicker is the detonator that she finds, and that may be.
So you have to go. So we have to go 13 steps outside to a golf cart with a clue.
Looking for bin with tapes.
Don't get played by the clue within.
Dana doesn't want to run all over the place. Dana wants to actually find stuff.
Right.
I wonder if the tapes are in the VHS and the monitors.
That's old, by the way. That's old school closed circuit, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
The old school.
Oh, hey, we got some bins.
And we have some videotapes.
Videotapes in the bin. And now you're going to have to go look.
And now you're going to watch
Spy Again.
And now you're going to
see
Spy Again.
One of these clips has a clue. What is it?
Don't get played by the tape. That means one of the tapes has a clue.
And also there's...
If you want to be a bastard, you could play the...
Now Chris is being smart, because you're thinking... One of the tapes has something different than the other ones.
Okay.
And she's probably right.
Wait, don't get played by the clue within. You're not supposed to play the tape. You're supposed to find a clue on the tape.
Oh, they've been very nice.
The clue is the tape.
It's not because Heat Rises.
Not because Heat Rises.
Except because of small sizes. Size where I hide, TCC, it's all black and white, click and see.
All black and white.
Click and see. The top because heat rises is empty because of small sizes. The chimney.
Bingo! Very nice!
Oh. What? Real small chimney in the house. You're looking for the small chimney. A balloon.
A balloon? Where are you going to keep a balloon?
Hot air balloon. Ooh.
Remember, it's also black and white.
And Dana may be in deep, deep trouble.
Dana's going to get blowed up, isn't she?
Dana may be seeing a mountain lion in her future. Hot
it's
air rises up.
It's the attic. Hot air rises up. And small.
Right.
And there's a bell.
And, so they were looking up. Meanwhile, there's the bell. That means
okay,
that Ronnie found the
clue,
and Ronnie's the only person with the clue. Press the
bomb button on the TV remote.
Blam.
Hello. Somebody was watching the killer was watching from the attic, and the bomb button was the trigger.
Right, so the killer triggered the bomb button, and Adriana was there, which means that whatever Adriana had, that's a red herring.
And there wasn't a mountain lion.
It was from the attic, and there was a mountain lion.
There was or was not?
Was not.
There was not a mountain lion.
Okay, so let's put it together. Okay. She says, so she sees the videotape that says, come with me if I will, drive away if you want to live. Right?
Right.
Okay. She sees that the killer was watching the videotape on that video camera.
On that video thing in the attic.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. Then what happened was is that once he saw it right time, remote, boom, bomb under the cart. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Gordon, does that make sense to you?
And Gordon's gone.
Gordon? Hello?
Well, it makes sense to me.
Well, of course it makes sense to you, but I'm just saying, but okay, but then who was the killer at this point, or at least who do you think is you think Dana's in trouble right now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I must have hit my mute button because I'm a moron.
Okay.
I think Dana looking around and not seeing anything means that she's in deep trouble.
Okay, but what I'm...
Because she doesn't see anything. But here's who could be in deeper trouble. Ronnie is the only person that saw that clue.
Mm-hmm.
So Ronnie can now divulge information out. What that also means that Ronnie can give out fake information to whoever he wants.
Pretty much, so... Did we set the story up pretty accurately?
Here's what I think happened based on what you said. I still have a couple of questions though, and I understand. So what seems to happen is that the person, Adriana saw the video that says if you want drive if you want to live, drops the cereal, runs off, gets into the golf cart that's got a bomb in it. She drives. She moves. Once the video sees her driving, the killer takes the bomb remote, hits it, and the golf cart blows up.
Sending her into the tree.
Sending her up into the tree.
So the remote in her hand was a red herring, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So in other words, she didn't hit anything to blow herself up. The killer hit it.
Right.
Right.
To blow it up. So the fact that she didn't, you know, do anything, I think is the red herring, and I think that's gonna nail a lot of people. So keep in mind when you hear in confessionals that, like, she hit a certain thing and then she went and then she hit the clicker. Keep in mind that's what Cam said, was that she hit the clicker to blow herself up. So now we're going to see what happens.
Right, and well, are we back? We are back at Rue Manor.
Ronnie is being confronted by his teammate. Sasha is trying to get a word in edgewise.
Right. Now, Ronnie and Gino are going to chat, and they said that they're going to tell everybody about it later.
I don't like the look of Sasha. She's trying to get she was a little too eager to try and talk over Ronnie.
Meanwhile, they're all... Everyone else is watching what Gino and Ronnie are doing when they're drawing stuff.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and everyone realizes
that Ronnie may not give them the right information.
Right. And everyone realizes it. They're not stupid.
Nope.
Everyone is suspicious of him, and with good reason, I might add.
Good reason.
Yeah, remember, he's only giving one person the information.
That's
everyone
correct.
Else
it's
is
Gino.
Left. And everyone else is left to glean from that, either that or they're just going to try and plead their case.
So now, meanwhile, the group of three are looking to try to find Rich. Lindsay.
Yeah.
So now let's see what Ronnie tells.
Who is now with Ronnie?
Now, Ronnie's telling Lindsay what?
He's going to try and tell Lindsay what Ronnie knows. Ronnie's... And Gino is telling the group something. And Lindsay's not part of this group,
which is very interesting.
Which is very
interesting indeed.
Ooh, and interesting. Ronnie is sharing with Lindsay.
Well, Ronnie's going to share some information with Lindsay, but we don't know how much.
And we don't know what.
Right.
And Chris is with Lindsay as well.
Meanwhile, Chris and the other three are, and of course, here's the problem with alliances, is that if the information gets into the wrong alliance. Dan is a little bit worried that Ronnie knows more than what he's revealing, and he may be right.
And Cam's got a way wrong theory.
Yes. Cam's got problems.
Cam's got major problems right now.
Ulysses left to figure this out on his own. He'd probably do a better... And where the hell did Lindsay come from?
And Lindsay just came up out of nowhere.
Really? By the way, which also, by the way, adds to your theory, which we discussed on WLTI Live, that she's the killer.
Right.
Well, she sort of has her fingers in everybody's pie, if you know what I mean. Which means that, if Ron does share the information with Lindsay, Lindsay's not going to be looked at as the killer.
Is that code?
Oh, my.
So Sasha's telling Lindsay to make a decision.
Like, who are you going to pony up with?
Nice, cute... Yes, she can if she's the killer.
Now the three of them are going and they're chatting.
They're running and there's television remote control. He watched her.
Ronnie is telling them the full story.
Basically.
That is the remote control. Ronnie absolutely did tell Melina and Lindsay the full story, which means if Lindsay's the killer, she's safe and everybody knows it and there's rationale behind it.
And now we're all getting ready for...
Stating your case.
Your case.
Remember,
so the safest
people
in the house right now are going to be Ronnie, Melina.
And everyone is going to stick...
Ronnie, Melina, and Lindsay are the closest. However, here's the question, and that's something interesting. Don does not have the placement of the bomb, and neither does anybody else. In other words, they don't know how the bomb is there. And here's the other interesting thing. Heat rises.
So. And everyone is stating their case.
Right.
To various lengths of accuracy.
Yes, and like I said, to varying degrees, everyone is saying, stating their theory. And let's see who says what.
Dana, I think, is going to have some problems. Because, again, Dana wasn't around everybody.
Nope.
Ronnie knows it.
Ulysses knows a lot.
Talking about various different ways of how they think the bomb exploded.
Yeah, now the problem is, of course, is that some of the people are closer than others.
Now remember, there was a tree branch. She couldn't drive down the driveway, so she had to drive off the course and into the view of the camera.
Right, now again, with heat rises, was it steam? Is that a steam pipe under the cart that set it on
fire? Dana and Cam are still blaming each other. Dana is now blaming Cam.
Lindsay thinks it's Chris.
Now here's the interesting thing. Now we're going to see. Remember what my theory was? Was that the killer is targeting the person that knows the least.
Right. And remember, everybody here has taken a written test to see who
Right, which also means, and the written test was taken before State Your Case, which means
right.
The killer is going to know who the lowest scoring person is at that point, assuming that they have that information from the producers.
And now, at dinner, Ronnie is explaining everything.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh, everybody's getting mad at Ronnie. And meanwhile, dinner served.
We're having chopped meat.
No, fajitas.
Ah, okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
Cam says Sasha is a brat.
Well, now, why are they getting fajitas? Because heat rises? Ooh.
Heat rises. I'm sort of thinking everybody missed something in terms of the bomb and how the heat rises. The remote control may be the detonator.
Oh, here comes Giles. Hola, damas y caballeros.
All right.
One of you has blown the killer away. Congratulations, Ronnie. But their true account of the true crime. Congratulations, Lindsay!
Oh, again!
Hello.
Which means, what does Ronnie not know?
Means, what does Ronnie not know that Lindsay does, or, and a big or here, is could the killer possibly win the killer's game? That's interesting.
But it was Lindsay got it? I'm shocked.
Well, if you look at it, Lindsay got the information from Ronnie and Milena, and she got the information from the other group, so she may have pieced everything together.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, she is an engineer, which means she's not exactly dumb.
Absolutely not. Or she's the killer.
Or she's the killer. Gordon Pepper theory.
Of course.
That's still the Gordon Pepper theory.
It is the Gordon Pepper theory, yeah.
And I hope that she is the killer because I want to see her in every single episode.
Gordon has a crush on a killer female.
No, it's just that, yes.
I have a new game show hussy now, I admit it.
Yeah. Game show hussy. Game show hussy. No, but seriously though, it's very interesting because again, it's the blonde with Hooters. Okay.
Boobies.
Well, what makes this interesting is that if Lindsay got it right, and she shared her information with the other three, that means the group of four is going to be safe.
Ooh, by the way, if you're watching now, look at Reg E. Cafe from Square One TV. Look at that, Chico.
That is an epic bald head and an epic beard on him.
But he's from Square One TV, right?
I know. Reggie Cathy.
Yeah, Reggie Cafe. There you go. But, So Dana's in trouble. Let's see. Who else is in trouble? Dana's in trouble. Sasha may be in trouble.
I don't think Sasha's in trouble. I think Sasha's going to be okay.
I think Dana is about to shuffle off.
I'm going to say Dana and Cam are the two low people.
And
Dana is about to shuffle off this moral coil.
Yeah, I think so. Dana may get munched on by a mountain lion.
Maybe it could be Cam, though, in a shocker. Because you may have called it, Chico.
I may have called it. Who knows? Remember on WLTI Live, which we just finished recording, I said Cam was the killer.
Exactly. But,
it's going to be really hard
wait,
for Cam
no,
to be
I said
the killer
Cam
right
was
now
the target.
Victim.
Sorry. I got my killers and my victims mixed up.
Yeah, that Cam would be the next victim. There you go. But, you know, we are coming to the point where we're going to
Let's
get...
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't mind seeing both Lindsay and Chris being two of the four people at the end. Then I have my hussy, and we have Chico's hussy.
Yes, Chico's hussy.
Hussies for everyone.
Woo! Okay, so now, oops, no, we're not back yet. But
no.
But we're going to...
I keep thinking that there's something that they're missing here. It doesn't seem complete to me this time around.
No, it does not.
Well, Giles is going to go over everything, so...
Okay, so who is going... We need one person to be the explanation, the explainer. Who's it going to be?
I will be the explainer.
Okay, fine.
Because I can do it. No, I can't do a Giles voice, but I'll be the explainer anyway.
I can do the Giles voice, but you can explain. Because
okay.
You're good at that sort of thing.
I'll explain, and then you can do the explanation. Because I think it's too simple. That
well, all these cases are supposed to be simple.
Oh, no. I think there's something that everybody missed because I think it's way too simple.
Again, the whole heat rises clue.
Yeah, the rising thing is the thing that confuses me.
Okay, we're back in.
All right, Gordon, it's on you.
All right.
Tell us what happened.
All right, we're back around the table.
Lindsay has just been given spared.
She's not happy.
Yes.
No one's happy at her.
She knows a lot. It's that annoying, squeaky little laugh of yours. I should kill you for that alone. But not tonight. Oh, the killer's got jokes. I know
for a fact. And nobody trusts Lindsay anymore.
But no. Right.
And here's what happened.
Okay, so here's how it was done.
All right, killer left the branch, which was intentional.
Right.
There's the bomb behind the driver's seat.
Okay.
And the remote. Interesting. Remote how it was left there. And the CD of the videotape, which we all figured out. There's the tape feed. So Lindsay's in the breakfast room, waiting for
Adriana.
The kill. And we're watching some sort of hideous VH1 reality show.
Rock of Love with Bret Michaels.
Yes.
So there's a videotape of her drinking, and then drive off the property if you want to live. That forced her to drop the ball. She ran, couldn't get out one way, so she had to get out the other way.
Right.
She tried to kick down the doors with her feet. There's the footmarks that you're talking about. The killer lanyarded it from the other side.
With the zip tie.
The only way to get out would be the outside. That's why she was running. So she goes down the 13 steps into the golf cart. There's the bomb. A into the golf cart.
Peeled
Adriana
out
swerves to miss that, and by swerving, she's now in the range of the video camera. There's the gate. She tried to use the golf cart. She clicked the button. The golf cart wouldn't move, but that's the key for him, for the killer, to hit the remote and kablam.
And then...
bam.
Boom.
And there it goes.
Flying Adriana.
Right.
And Adriana goes sky high and lands in the tree.
Where she became a human pachinko machine.
Yep. And so the remote in her hand was the red herring.
The remote in her hand?
A lot of people not very happy.
Nope. But we're going to find out who's going to be spared
and who should be scared.
Remember, there are at least two, there could be more.
And now a lot of people are very unhappy, not only with Lindsay, but with Ronnie, because Ronnie apparently left a lot of information out.
So, well, that's, you're supposed to play the game.
Okay, Ulysses.
Now Ulysses is part of the three.
Ulysses.
And he's spared.
Spared.
So apparently Lindsay may have given the information to the group of four after all.
Okay. Melina?
Melina is spared.
Spared.
I'm a little behind you guys, so okay.
Gino is next. He should be spared.
He should be spared.
And he is.
He is. I
think Dana is in trouble. Dana and Cam. I
know
still Dana's
Dana in
Cam
trouble. Don?
Don?
Don is, I think Don's in trouble.
Oh, no. Don's in
scared.
Trouble.
Don's in trouble.
Well, apparently Lindsay did go with the group of four. And Ronnie screwed it up.
Right.
Because Ronnie's a complete moron. Ronnie should have said, if Ronnie gave all the information to the group of six, they're all safe. But he didn't. Ronnie's obviously okay.
Ronnie's obviously okay, but he's been withholding everything from everyone except Lindsay, who gave it to the group of four. But it doesn't matter. Except where it does.
It doesn't matter because his plot is, it may have some problems.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. So
let's go to Sasha, who was also...
Sasha should be okay, and she is.
She is. Okay. Sasha's okay. The A-team, Dana says. Chris
should be scared, too, if my guess is right.
Or if she's the killer, she should be spared. Depends. Remember. Oh, crap.
Chris
is spared.
Very spared.
So, again, all eyes on Chris there.
All Ooh. Eyes on Dana.
And Dana should be scared. Because she's just
and
an
she
idiot. And
Good
she
job,
is.
Ronnie.
Good job. Good effort.
What do you mean?
Well, that's at least two. We're not done yet. Keep in mind, and Cam pretty much gave a pretty bad answer.
Wait, Cam, before.
I think we may see a third scare card this evening.
Let's take a look.
Could we see a double murder, too?
Ooh.
We could. No, we don't. Cam is
spared.
Which means he could be the killer.
And Dana are scared. And both members of, quote, Team Ronnie, end quote,
Oh,
tomorrow
we
morning.
Only have two.
We will serve a formal breakfast.
So we have a formal breakfast coming up. Ronnie, who should have really given out all his information, didn't give out anything. Meanwhile, everyone else is okay, with the exception of...
Dana and Don.
With the exception of Don and Dana, who now are in the bottom.
I think that's the second time for both of them.
Yes.
It is. And for one of them, it will be the last time.
So who do you think is going to go? I think Dana goes bye-bye.
I'm going to say Dana goes bye-bye also. Because
Make
we saw a lot of video of Dana not moving around, not seeing anything, and all she was doing was putting video cassettes in the thing and not moving. So I think that Dom may have gotten more details correct than Dana did at the end.
Could be.
Yeah, that wasn't hard, though. As Dana goes by, Dana's going to go bye-bye. She's going to shuffle off this mortal coil.
She's going to get chomped by a mountain lion.
And she's going to get chomped by a mountain lion.
Yeah. As we said, one of the reasons why I said no mountain lion was because they showed a preview from the next episode, and the next episode had a mountain lion.
Which
I have not seen the mountain lion yet.
Nope.
Which means Mountain Lion will be making his appearance in around 30 seconds.
Or about a minute or two, yes.
About a minute or two.
Yes, ye olde Mountain Lion, right.
Yummy lion.
No, but yes, I'm liking the interaction between the two groups now. So Lindsay is...
It's almost now sort of like a forced interaction. Now it's sort of 5-on-4. Lindsay now sort of has to pick a side. And the side that she picked was obviously the group of four, with Gino and with Gino and Melina.
Gino, Melina, and Ronnie, right? Or am I on the wrong side there?
What was that?
What was what?
Oh. So anyway, I'm sorry, Jason, repeat that?
With Gino and Melina. It's Gino, Melina, and who else? Ronnie?
Gino, Melinzi. I'm sorry, not Gino. I'm sorry. Ronnie, Lindsay, Melina is one group, and then Lindsay and the other three are another group. And the big group of six with Ronnie is about to lose a member.
Exactly. But like I said, it's very interesting how they did this. And, boom. There you go.
Let's put it this way. What this guarantees a couple of things. Number one, all of our choices for killer will still be around after the next episode.
Correct. Because
after this episode. Because we had in the live broadcast, we had Lindsay, who's still around. We have Cam, who's still around. We have Chris, who's still around.
And Ronnie.
And Ronnie, all of which are still around. All of which are sort of playing interesting roles in this.
Yeah, remember, Ronnie saw the smoking gun, had his hand on it, actually. And then there was Lindsay and Chris, who seemed to glean the entire case by themselves. And then there's Cam.
Who's spared
despite his really horrible, terrible guessing, which he knew was wrong.
Yeah.
So that may be a clue within itself.
So all of our suspects for the killer are still there.
Right.
But as soon as we get back from the commercial break, Don or Dana will not be.
I'm going to guess that Dana's gone and that Don lives another day.
I will agree with you.
I agree, but yes, will they make it to the formal breakfast? That's the question.
I want to know where the mountain lion is.
I think the mountain lion's going to have the formal breakfast first before anybody else, though.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
Exactly.
Munch, 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 munch.
Yeah, munch, 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 munch.
Okay.
Okay, it's a three-way tie. Cam, Chris, and Gino were each picked three times. Only one person thinks I'm Ulysses. Who do you think I am?
Okay, the killer. Uh-oh.
There's Dana. Still in her dress. And she's locked the doors.
Dana,
she wants it to be carbon monoxide.
She can...
There's Dawn.
Don's reading the journal.
Okay. They're both worried about who the killer is, you know, if they're...
Something there, he's locked the door.
Someone's gonna learn who the killer is up close and personal at the moment.
Throw in the football. He can't sleep.
Yeah.
Well.
And it's a new day. 13? At 7:13 in the morning.
Everyone has breakfast.
Everybody has breakfast. And that's what a formal breakfast looks like. So we have a place for Dawn.
A place for Dawn. And
we
a place
have
for Dana.
Okay,
and
we do
Dawn
have
a place for Dana.
Everybody,
when
we wake up, somebody's dead.
Yeah, but everybody's...
Ah, oh, there's
Dana.
Dana
is alive.
Dana is alive, so that we're alone.
Wow. But she looks different. She looks all formal-like.
What the...
Oh. I think you're Dawn.
Dawn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, don't open the cloche. Don't open the cloche. She's going to open the cloche. Don't open the cloche.
Alina wants to know why they can't enjoy the meal. Wait a second. Dawn's there.
Dawn's there, too.
What?
Wait a second. What's going on here?
Question mark?
Question mark?
What the hell?
So Dawn and Dana are both alive.
Unless Dawn opens that up and something bad is about to happen.
Oh, here comes Giles.
This is a non-elimination week?
I don't know. You all survived the night.
I'll survive the night for now.
That's good.
Perhaps the killer's getting soft.
We served you today steak and eggs for your morning meal. Enjoy.
Uh-oh.
So be
steak
careful.
And eggs.
Steak and eggs and eggs and steak and raw steak.
Oh. Well done.
Yep. If you prefer your steak well done, please go to the kitchen.
Ah, that's where...
Dawn's gonna have his steak well done, alright.
Dawn's gonna meet Mr. Mountain Lion.
Oh, and there we go. There's Mr. Mountain Lion.
This isn't good.
Goodbye, Dawn.
Uh-oh.
And... Whoa. That's a frickin' hell of a lion!
Sasha's ready to run.
Sasha got up first. Why did Sasha get up first? And... Giles has a rifle.
Giles has a gun.
And holy crap. And there's a mountain lion.
Oh ho ho!
Giles shoots a mountain lion. Ugh. Next up, the killer is calling.
The killer calls next week. And someone's gonna get killed by. Oh, look.
Oh, there's Adriana in a tree.
That's funny.
you're
Adriana
funny.
Wants to know how to die, and now she can live to tell about it.
Right. So
that was very cute.
So Dawn.
But now he kills the lion, and it's the lion that has the autopsy with pieces of Dawn in the lion.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So
that's
so
lovely.
So let's to end this. Let's set up what has happened. Dawn has met his mortal coil into the death of a mountain lion by either scratching, clawing, biting, or eating. One of the two.
Well, the funny thing that I find is that he looks at the steak, he goes, well done. He's just like, oh, Dawn, would you like to go in? So everybody's like, no, Dawn, no. And he just goes, well, and Dawn just goes, yes, I'm well done.
Okay.
That was clever.
Yes. So another way.
That's actually the first time in the set that, like, you realize at that point, everybody realizes with everybody else what's going to wind up happening. That was very clever. I thought that was slick.
Okay. So Dawn. Dawn beat it. But interesting that Dana, who has been in the bottom two twice, is still around. She could be a suspect too, you know.
She could be a potential killer at the beginning, going, well, wait a second, you know, I'm not doing anything, and I'm not really, you know, doing anything, and now maybe that's going to really throw suspicion off of her. Keep in mind that a couple of people thought that it was her at the beginning. Maybe two scare cards later will do the trick. Or... Maybe. And again, now we'll have to go back and look at the videotape to see who was hanging around with Don at the end. Was that Lindsay? Was it Dana? Was it Cam? Was it someone else? Interesting.
But yes, but,
what I find is sort of really interesting is the fact that is the fact that you have the people that we could think are the killers are in the elite group. I'm not necessarily sure that's the case.
But we will find out. Hopefully, we'll do this again sometime for Chico Alexander, for Gordon Pepper. This is Jason Block for the WLTI Live Extra of Whodunit, Episode 3. We'll be back next week, hopefully.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.